Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of our podcast. Today we have our guest, Dr. Mavra Masood. She is a current dermatology research fellow and incoming resident. Hi, Dr. Masood. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you, Raja. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, so our first topic we're going to be talking about is decoding sunscreen and sunscreen labels. It's a very timely subject given the changes in seasons right now. So we'll go ahead and dive right into it. So my first question is, what are the key differences between physical and chemical sunscreens?
So I think that's a great question because we see these terms thrown around everywhere. So a physical sunscreens, also known as like a mineral sunscreen, also known as an inorganic sunscreen. So basically, that just means that it has the ingredients, a titanium dioxide or zinc oxide as the active ingredient. And a chemical sunscreen is going to be a sunscreen that has like an ingredient like homosalate, oxybenzone, octocrylene, like those types of ingredients on there.
Okay, I see. Can you tell us a little bit more about mineral sunscreens and how they work, and what are the advantages and disadvantages compared to chemical sunscreens?
Yeah, okay. So basically there are different types. So the way a sunscreen works is like there are different UV filters, right? To filter out the sun's rays, the UV rays that beat down on us and protect us from, the different types of UV light. And there are different types of UV light, UVA, UVB, and then there's also visible light too, right? So the way mineral sunscreen works is that it's kind of like a physical barrier that lays on top of the skin that ref it can reflect or scatter and absorb a little bit of UV light. And if we add like a tint to it, it might also provide some visible light protection. Versus like a chemical sunscreen, you might notice like when you're putting on like those other sunscreens, they like melt into your skin and they go on so well. It's because they're absorbing into your skin. And that kind of provides the protection by filtering out the UV light through absorption instead.
Okay, that's interesting. I've definitely noticed that difference between the different types of sunscreen application. So based off of this information, what do you think are some specific ingredients that we should be looking for, or perhaps some ingredients that we should actually be avoiding when we're choosing a sunscreen?
Okay, so I think everyone is different, so you should choose like what works for your body. Like if you have, sensitive skin or you're someone who's allergic to fragrance, for example, maybe something that has like a heavy fragrance, maybe like avoid that for you. Some people with sensitive skin, when they're using a chemical sunscreen, this might have happened to you, get a little bit sweaty and it gets into your eyes, you get a little bit sensitive, but
Definitely.
everyone is different. For me personally, I have skin of color. I'm someone who develops hyperpigmentation really easily. So I love like a mineral tinted sunscreen. Like I love that. We love that here. So what I like, and I tell other people to look for, if you're someone who hyperpigments or maybe you have like melasma or things like that, is look for something that says it's tinted. And specifically, like look for something with iron oxides. So those are pigments, and they actually are the same pigments that are in makeup that give like foundation different shades in it. But the fun thing about that is that iron oxides, especially pigment grades, those are actually inactive ingredients. So they won't be listed where like zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are listed. You got to go into the inactive ingredients and like read.
Okay, you have
But
to dig for
anyways, we're
them a
getting
little
into the weeds,
bit.
but yeah.
No, that's good. There's a lot that goes into decoding a sunscreen label. So that's really helpful. I didn't know that you had to look for them in the bottom half of the ingredients section. Okay, so what are some common misconceptions about sunscreen and sun protection?
So I think a misconception is that, you put it on once and you're good. And I'm saying this to myself first, but sunscreen actually only provides protection for 2 hours. And so you actually have to reapply every 2 hours. And I think people don't know, and I am so guilty of this myself, is that we're probably putting on way less than we actually should.
Absolutely.
So the recommended amount is like 2 grams per centimeter. So for your head and neck or your face and neck, that's actually two finger lengths worth of sunscreen for your face and neck. So you're probably not putting as much as you should.
Yeah.
And you're probably not reapplying. And then also there are so many other ways to protect yourself from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Like not going out from the hours of 10 and 2, using like a wide-brimmed hat to cover your ears and like the back of your neck, and like wearing like long sleeve clothing, long pants, like things like that. Like there's even clothing with SPF in it. It's called UPF clothing.
Yeah.
So there's so many other things you can do.
Yeah. I'm definitely guilty of that. I don't wear nearly enough sunscreen. But one thing I love for reapplying is like the powder sunscreen.
Yes.
Yeah, I throw one of them in my car and I can just touch up on the way, you know. So that's a good alternative.
For the shiny girlies.
Yes, I love exactly. It doubles as a mattifying product as well, which is great. Okay, last question is, can you explain the difference between water-resistant and waterproof sunscreens? And when should each of those be used?
Yes, I actually learned this very recently.
Oh, yeah.
So you actually can't make the claim by the FDA that something is waterproof.
Oh, okay.
So if something is water resistant, that means that you can't go in water for 40 minutes or like it's effective in water for up to 40 minutes.
Okay.
But if something is like water resistant or very water resistant technically, it can work for up to 80 minutes.
Huh. Okay. Okay. That's interesting. That's like a nuance on like water resistant versus very water resistant. So that's a very fine detail.
Yeah. But regardless of that, like if you are someone going in the water or you're sweating excessively, then like your sunscreen is gone and you're going to have to reapply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think those are all the questions that I had for you today. I really want to say thank you so much for joining and being our first guest on this podcast. I really enjoyed chatting with you about sunscreen and sun safety, and hopefully we can have you back for a future episode.
Thank you so much, Reja.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Thank you so much.